Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Of the Most High, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, the Most Just and the Most Kind. I start in the name of the Most High, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, the Most Just and the Most Kind. The King of all Kings, the Master of the Universe, His name is Allah, He is the one and only. And when I call Him, I know He's gonna be right there, no matter.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be doing the beautiful story of the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Do you know the story? Have you heard the story before? If you haven't, listen up closely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, "Peace be upon Nuh amongst all the nations. This is how we reward the good doers. Verily, he was among our true believing servants." Did you know, butterflies, there's an entire surah in the Quran which is named Nuh? In total, he's mentioned 43 times in the Quran. The story comes in lots of places in the Quran. Nuh alayhi salam was the great-grandson of Idris alayhi salam. Between the two, there were 10 generations. Now, Nuh alayhi salam was sent as a prophet to his people after they heard and they started worshipping idols. He was the first prophet sent for this purpose, to invite people towards the awareness of Allah. It said that Nuh alayhi salam was 50 years old when he became a prophet. He lived in a place called Iraq. He spent most of his time there. Now, the famous and authentic Muslim historians said they gave an account of how people started worshipping idols before Nuh alayhi salam came about. They say, amongst the generations of Adam alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam, there were some pious people. Some of their names were mentioned, and they devoted themselves to worshipping Allah. They had a large following. But when they died, the people were sad and missed them a great deal. Some of them cried for days out of mourning. One day, seeing them, Shaitan came to them in a form of human being and offered to draw pictures of men who could keep them as reminders. They drew it, and then it was a means of solace for them. This way, they started following these pictures, and then making it into images, which then became idols made out of stone and clay. Now, in this way, the people carried on worshipping the idols and carried on worshipping people instead of worshipping Allah. Now, what happened? Shaitan led them astray. Shaitan kept on appearing to them with new ideas and suggestions. For example, when they wanted rain, he would pretend to pray for them. Now, as time passed, these images were changed, and eventually people forgot about Allah. Instead, they put all their focus on pictures and idols. Then Allah sent Nuh alayhi salam as a messenger. Nuh alayhi salam invited them to worship one Allah and to submit to Allah's law. Some people followed Noah alayhi salam and others didn't. People were so deep-rooted in following their idols that they didn't want to leave it. Noah alayhi salam tried to explain to them, but they didn't listen. He spoke to them in public. He spoke to them in private. He spoke to them at night and during the day too, and reminded them about the mercy and forgiveness of Allah. But only a few people listened to him. The sincere ones followed him. They were believers. For the rest of them, their hatred against Noah alayhi salam carried on. My butterflies, do you know the rest of the story? Let's go for a break, and when we come back, I'll tell you.
Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave, Muhammad is the one, he's the seal of the prophets of Allah. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you, wanna be like you in everything I do. You are the closest to Allah.
Kids here, I want you to join in with me. Yeah? They're a bit tired. So, you join in with me, okay?
Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah. Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah, Shafi Allah. Rasul Allah, Rasul Allah, Habib Allah, Nabi Allah.
My butterflies, let's go on with our story of Noah alayhi salam. Now Noah alayhi salam tried to call the people to follow the true path, but they didn't want to worship Allah. So Allah sent down a message of truth. They refused to listen. A few people paid heed to them, but most people turned against him. Now Noah alayhi salam prayed to Allah for help, and Allah heard his prayer. Allah told him to build an ark. Now an ark is like a great big boat. He told them that a great flood would come. It would be a punishment for all the bad people. So Noah alayhi salam, with the help of a few believers, started building this ark. But people laughed at him. They said to him, "There's no sea here. Where would your ark float?" But when the ark was ready, lots and lots of hard and tiring work, Noah alayhi salam told the believers to go on board in the name of Allah. Allah also told Noah alayhi salam to put a male and female of every living creature, all the animals, everyone to come on the boat with him. Also enough food to feed them for a long time. It was a very big job, but Noah alayhi salam and his followers carried it out with sincerity. So one by one, all the animals entered the ark. Some had wings, some had legs, some crawled and some hopped. But all came riding onto the ark in pairs. And so, the ark became a huge barn for all the animals, and a huge safe house for all the believers. Some animals came running like the giraffes and the rhinos, the elephants and the camels, the monkeys and the wolves, the cats and the kangaroos, and the bears and the horses and the cows and the sheep too. There were chickens and ducks, flamingos and hawks, peacocks, pelicans, ostriches, just to name a few. Birds big and birds tiny, tortoises, snails, turtles, rabbits, all of them went on to the big ark. As soon as everyone was on and all the animals were on, a huge wind began to blow. A black cloud began to cover the sky. First it was a drizzle and then the rains came more and more every day. The whole world seemed to be darker and darker. Allah commanded the floodgates of the heaven to open and the ground to crack open so that a fountain of water came shooting up. The world was like an enormous sea. All anyone could see was the water everywhere and the rain. Everyone on board was frightened, but Nuh alayhi salam prayed for mercy. Now when the flood reached its peak, Allah commanded the earth to swallow its water and to hold back the rain. The people on the boat and the animals on the boat were safe. But everyone who didn't accept the message of Allah were destroyed. This was a sign. Allah made the flood and the Ark of Nuh alayhi salam a sign and a warning for all the future generations. My butterflies, don't you thank Allah that He's given us time to do good deeds and ask Allah for forgiveness for all the bad we do? Let's say, O Allah, thank you for giving us time to do good deeds and forgive us for all our bad deeds. We say, O Allah, save us from Jahannam and bless us with Jannah together, insha'Allah. Ameen. My butterflies, will you make this dua too?
Allah, Allah, you are my all, you are my love. Words can't describe my love for you. Allah, Allah, you are my Lord. All praises to your beauty and compassion. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I'm calling your name. I need you.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah, your mercy is great.
Oh. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineela@radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E-R-A.